Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. And yes, it's been about a week, but you'll like today's podcast, and I'll explain why there wasn't one, definitely for yesterday, which was scheduled. And I'll go into that. So today's topic is knocking on heaven's door. So what do I mean by that? Well, yesterday I was debating whether to even talk about this or just do another random topic or go into news stories and things like that, but I figure I'll talk about it. So yesterday I couldn't sleep every time, I went to bed early around 11. And 3 o'clock in the morning rolls around, I still haven't gone to sleep. And every time I would, like, right before I fall asleep, you know, right when you're on the verge of falling asleep, I would snap wide awake and feel like I couldn't breathe. And it was freaking me out. And then I've never had one before, but last night I had what we can only describe as a panic attack, like a massive panic attack, where I would go, you know, I started off like sweating, then I went to breathing too fast, then not being able to breathe, then like all this craziness last night at like 3:30 in the morning. So basically, yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, you know, and it was a bad experience, and I was downstairs on the couch when this happened, and my wife was upstairs, obviously asleep, and I was screaming for her to come down, because I have never had a panic attack, so I didn't know, like, what the fuck was going on. I was like, well, I guess it's my time to go, you know? I yelled for her, like, 4 times, she didn't wake up, and, which is not normal, because normally she hears everything. And she was just in a deep sleep and didn't hear me. And I'm sitting there like, well, fuck, I can't get her attention. I can't move. I'm dead at this point, you know. So, you know, I started praying. And I was like, you know, asking forgiveness and being like, well, I guess I'll be seeing you soon. Because I'm about to be knocking on the door. Like, it literally, like, it was a fucked up, I guess, I'm saying night, but it was, you know, about 3:30 this morning, so it was just a crazy experience. I did manage to get about an hour or two of sleep after that, a few hours later, and then this afternoon I was able to lay down and catch a couple hours of sleep, and it really got me feeling better. So I think I've moved past that. I don't know what brought it on. Nothing has changed as far as life situations go. The only thing that changed was that the last 2 days I took this new vitamin, and I'm guessing my body does not agree with something in there. Because the whole thing was, I didn't feel sick. Like, what started this, I didn't feel sick at all. I just felt weird, and I didn't know what to do. And yeah. Sorry. Daughter wanted me to help her with something. I lost my train of thought because of that. Oh well. But yeah, I'm feeling much better. It was like a multivitamin, and I guess something in that multivitamin doesn't agree with me, because that's the only thing I changed, between, you know, everyday life, and then all of a sudden that shit happens. So it was a rather unpleasant experience this morning, but I'm glad I'm starting to I'm feeling better and I'm starting to feel back to normal. Well, at least what I consider my normal, you know what I mean? In other news, if in about, okay, the pad's cleared. Final checkout. So maybe within the next hour and a half, Starship number 9, SN9 from SpaceX will be hopefully launching for its test flight in the next hour and a half, maybe. Unless they cancel it again. It's been canceled quite a few times. Some things due to weather, some things due to the FAA approval. So it's. But the last one, SN8, was amazing. Like it accomplished so much. So this next one, and then 10, both 9 and 10 are out on the pads. They're gonna try to launch 9 today, and it's just this is. It's super exciting, even if you're not into rockets. This is super exciting because these are the ships that these are all test flights. They're trying to perfect the landing and the flight for these, but these are the ships that are scheduled to go to Mars. And so that's the reason these ships are being built is to go to Mars. There's no other reason to build them. And it's a two-part system. And they can refuel in space. I mean, it's crazy. Like if they and it lands, you know, before now, most rockets would go up, the boosters would drop off, fall into the ocean, and that's it, right? Well, then SpaceX came along, and with their Falcon 9 rockets, they go up, the booster comes down and lands. These starships, well, hold on. The other ones that they're using now that they have used to get people to the space station, they land, basically they come in straight down and land on its feet, and they fire the rockets to slow down. This one is so cool how it lands. It doesn't fire the rockets all the way down. It belly flops, so it has wing four wings. Once it comes into the Earth's atmosphere, it lays out basically on its side, so it's like laying sideways, and it just uses its drag from the wings to steer itself down and slow itself down using wind, the air itself to slow it down, and then right before it hits the ground, it lights its engines and throws its tail end towards the earth to land. It's insane to watch. Like, whoever came up with this concept is a genius. Because, n like, it's out of the box thinking. You know, most rockets, you know, you would think if it was going to land, it would land, you know, straight down. But no, they decided to do a belly flop. So it's really cool to watch if you're interested in that. It's going on right now. And yeah, hopefully we're on Mars within the next 2 years. I think we're still on schedule. Either 2024 to 2025 will be the target to have people on Mars. So, yes, we're a couple years away, but the speed at which it's going is amazing. It's like watching a movie, but it's actually real life, you know? Other than that, I want to just tell everyone thank you for supporting the podcast. We've been getting a lot of downloads and people listening to every episode. We're up to 312 episodes. You can go back and listen to earlier episodes. It's really cool to see. I know I'm not posting as much right now. I'm trying to really just focus on life right now. I have a boatload of work at the normal job that pays the bills, and then kids and everything that goes along with the family stuff. And the kids are still at home. Lockdowns are still in effect. Schools aren't open yet, and it's just really hard, really difficult. And hopefully things get, I know things will never go back to absolute normal like they were before, but hopefully we go back to where it's not lockdowns all the time. And my message to you, if you're struggling, is to take care of yourself. Stay strong. Take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't help anyone else. I bought because the gyms are closed too. I've been working out here in the office. Just I have a set of weights. I have a little roll thing for the abs, and I've just been trying to do different exercises with the limited resources. And so day before yesterday, I think, Sunday, I went out and I bought, I don't know what they're called, power tube, one of those bands, and you can strap it to the door in the door frame and do a bunch of different exercises. And that's really, really nice. I mean, it was only a couple bucks, but it's really, really awesome. Highly recommended. Especially since most people can't go to the gym right now. And so you have to bring the gym to your house and do the best you can. I'm limited on space here, and I'm just doing the best I can and trying to take care of myself mentally. And yeah, I've been struggling. There's a fucking list of about 100 things that I need to get done that I'm struggling to get one thing done at a time. And so, nobody's perfect. If I was like high speed and like Elon Musk time blocking every moment of every day, I could probably get a lot more done. But I think he's pretty stable where in mentally, and that's where right now what's holding me back is just the mental side. If I'm struggling, like we did, how many episodes ago? Shoot. The benefits of. I don't know which episode it was. I thought it was the last episode, but it might have been one of the last episodes we talked about. We re-talked about the hierarchy of needs, and built into that is your own. Well-being and like your health. So you can't be productive and reach the higher part of the pyramid if your health is in the shitter. I heard a story about this rich guy has all these mansions, all these ships, all these planes and everything, and he's sitting on a desert island with beautiful women everywhere, and he's miserable because he has a cold, and no matter how much money he has, he's still miserable because of that stupid cold that no amount of money is gonna fix. So your health, and especially your mental health, but your general health, you have to take care of. So eat right, drink water, exercise, but then your mental health is just as important, if not more important. And yeah. So that's about it. Hope you guys have a wonderful evening. I'm gonna be continuing to work on my laptop while I watch the hopeful flight of this SN9 coming up in the next hour or so. And you know, future the fu it's like watching the future in the making, you know. And I told my wife a long time ago, I said, if I ever got a chance to go to a different planet, I'd take it. And you know, hopefully my kids are grown up at that point. Obviously, I wouldn't go if they weren't grown up, but unless it was a round trip. If it's a one way, then they at least have to be moved out of the house before I go. But if it's a round trip, then let's go. Like, put me on the first rocket out to Mars, man. I would do it in a heartbeat. I don't have that many skills as far as surviving on a different planet, but I'd find a way. I'd figure it out. So, like, we lost somewhere in the last 50 years, we lost that explorer mindset. You know, we had that explorer mindset, and we went to the moon, and we were looking at going farther, and then we just lost it and we stagnated. The technology grew, but no one was really pushing for it. And now we have multiple private companies pushing. You know, you have Amazon, it is mainly looking for tourism, just taking people up and circling the Earth. You have NASA really pushing for a moon base, along with the other private companies, to get on the moon and get set up with permanent stations on the moon. And then you have SpaceX, like, we've already been to the moon. Let's do Mars. And doing whatever it takes to get to Mars. And it's, you know, we're gonna eventually be on multiple planets. Once we get better engines, better fuels, we'll be able to get to Titan. And a lot of people are wanting to go to Titan or some of the other moons around Jupiter. And it's just, I hope I live long enough to see us on multiple planets, you know, on Mars, on maybe on Venus, maybe on the moons of Jupiter. Like, I would love to live long enough to see interstellar travel, but I'm pretty sure that's a couple hundred years off and I won't be here. But at least living long enough to see us start that journey is amazing, and we're right at the beginning of it, watching these ships that are gonna be taking us to Mars launch. And it's just really cool. Because what happens when the next asteroid that killed all the dinosaurs, what happens when the next one, or even bigger, hits Earth and kills us all? Like, that's the whole goal behind being a multi-planet species, being on Mars and Earth, so that if something happens, like an asteroid that's happened before, hits Earth, kills everyone, then humanity still survives because we're on multiple planets. That's the goal. Anyway, have a wonderful evening, and I will speak to you again soon.